Hi, I'm Erica Mills. Welcome to the Language Lab podcast. One of my favorite words for a long time, and I don't even remember where I heard it, but I just thought it was a great word, was peregrination. It was sometime early in college. I want to say it was my freshman year. And I was reading something. So I've just always thought it was fun. When you say it out loud, it's kind of a fun word to say. And it means a long journey or period of wandering. It comes from the Latin, peregrinare. I'm not a Latin speaker, so forgive me, which means to travel abroad. So it's a journey or a pilgrimage, and especially the one that is made on foot. So we don't go, we don't peregrinate. We don't go on peregrinations very often. I think the closest we get to is some long hikes. So we don't hear this word all that frequently. But it's such an interesting word to think about, particularly as, you know, there, it has this genesis with peregrinations being on foot. But really, life is a peregrination. You know, life is a period of wandering. And if you're goal-oriented, as I confess I am, goal-oriented, you tend to be kind of focused on the destination. And, you know, it's great to be goal-oriented, has its upsides, you get a lot done. And whatnot. The downside is sometimes you miss the beauty of the journey and you miss the beauty of just wandering and the magic that can happen when you're less focused on getting to wherever you're going and more aware of and open to your surroundings and what they can offer. So over recent years, I've been thinking about this word again in the context of sort of mental peregrination. Which I feel like as you get older, as an adult, you know, your mind wanders in different ways than it has. And I'm trying to be more attentive to my mental peregrination. So where do my mental wanderings take me? And where does that end up? And oftentimes, it's nowhere. It's not like a lot of my mental peregrinations are deep or, you know, result in a lot. But they happen so much. So rather than sort of beating myself up for not being continuously focused, I've decided to embrace my mental peregrinations and see what they tell me about what's on my mind, what I'm worried about, all of those types of things. So I offer this word to you just because it's a great word. Go ahead and say it out loud, peregrination. It's one of those words. And also to invite you to embrace your mental peregrinations or your actual peregrinations if you go on a period of wandering, physical wandering, and see what you notice in your surroundings as opposed to in the destination. April is National Poetry Month, and so I wanted to read to you this rather wonderful poem by David White. This poem is called The Journey. It's fairly short, and I find it profoundly lovely. The Journey. Above the mountains, the geese turn into the light again, painting their black silhouettes on an open sky. Sometimes everything has to be inscribed across the heavens so you can find the one line already written inside you. Sometimes it takes a great sky to find that first, bright, and indescribable wedge of freedom in your own heart. Sometimes with the bones of the black sticks left when the fire has gone out, someone has written something new in the ashes of your life. You are not leaving. Even as the light fades quickly now, you are arriving. I hope you have many fabulous mental peregrinations this week, and I will look forward to talking to you next week.